Tell me, why Canva? What's cool?
Canva is going to democratize design, just like Apple democratized computing, Google democratized information, eBay democratized commerce. You only get a few opportunities in your life to democratize something and change the world, so that's why Canva. Product is very elegant, lots of white space, sort of beautiful, got that Apple Store aesthetic to it. I just love the idea and not having to buy expensive software, not having to learn high-end software. It just appealed to me on many levels.
So for the complete and total person who is absolutely unable to draw a straight line,
yeah,
Canva will allow them to do what?
Make graphics for social media, make posters, make business cards. Let's say you're a real estate broker and you want to make a flyer for your listing. So we have these designs where you just drag in the picture you took of the front of the house and the back of the house and the inside of the house, and boom, you have a beautiful flyer. That's what the vision is. We empower people to make beautiful designs.
And it's all done online?
All done online, yes.
So therefore there's no storage issues?
No.
What about copyright issues?
What about copyright issues? Well, it's actually a serious issue because according to most interpretations of fair use, if you took a picture from a blog post that was 500 to 1,000 pixels wide that, say, Reuters sold or Corbis sold to the blogger, and you took that picture and used it again, even if you're linking back to that blog post, probably did something that's illegal. So that's one of the problems we solve, because you can make a beautiful design that's, for example, pure text, you know, that is just text and a graphic, but not a photo. So that's one solution. We also have the ability to provide you stock photos for $1 each inside of Canva. And the third solution is you can upload your own photo. So if you wanted to create a graphic to illustrate a blog post and didn't want to violate copyright of the blogger who bought a photo from a photographer, then you could make a pure text graphic, or you could, let's say it's introducing how to pack for a summer vacation. And so at the original source, there's a beautiful picture of a sunset beach that the person bought from iStockPhoto or Fotolia or someplace like that. Well, if you took that photo and then put it in your blog post that linked to the original source, you'd still be wrong. So what we do is you go up to Canva and you type in beach, and you'll find a whole bunch of beach pictures. You use that for $1, put it in the text, you know, how to pack for summer vacation, and you're good. And it would take less than 5 minutes.
And what can you do with it? I mean, it's... So now I've uploaded my picture. When you're doing graphics, can you do squares, circles, hexagons? I mean, what do you
everything.
Do with it?
Squares, circles, filters. You can make it go to grayscale. You can make it sort of Instagram effects, you know, yellow, deeper colors, shallower colors. You can make it more blurry. You can have it higher contrast, less brightness, more brightness. But these are all just to the photo. Then you have these text blocks, and then you have these other graphic objects, such as dialogue boxes and arrows and lines and all these kinds of things.
So you can do interesting things with text as well?
Yes.
Oh, that's kind of cool. And it's totally free, or do you have to join up and use it? Or no,
well, you have to sign up for an account.
Yeah.
But the only way you can pay us right now is if you happen to want to use one of the stock photos, and then you'd have to pay $1. But if you never wanted to use one of those stock photos, or you use your own photos, you arguably never pay us anything.
So basically, this is Photoshop for the 99%.
Rest of us. It's Photoshop for the rest of us, yes.
So if you want to do your flyers, their templates and all that stuff right there?
Yes, everything's there. We allow you to either use some of our designs that we've created for you, or you can start from scratch. It's up to you.
So why didn't anybody do this before?
You know, you could ask that about many things, right? Like, why didn't Xerox PARC bring Macintosh to market? I don't know. Mine is not to figure out why no one else did it before. Mine is to jump on it now. So I don't care what happened before. I just care what happens now.